WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you. It's up to 7 p.m. Let's take a look at your weather. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms at 55 on Wednesday. We have a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. It'll be cloudy with the high of 63 on Thursday. Showers are likely in the afternoon, mostly cloudy with the high of 56. On Friday, mostly sunny with the high of 51. Here are the tubes on Max FM.
Step right up and don't be shy.
Max FM.
Love. 99.7 Mix FM.
Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise. This world that I found is too good to be true. Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them say we're crazy, I don't care about that. Put your hand.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Here's Pat Benatar. Love is a battlefield on Max FM.
We are young. Heart to heart. We stand. No promises. No demands. Love is a battle.
Thank you. got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Tonight's the night, let's live it up. I got my money, let's spin it up. Go out and smash it, like oh my God. Jump out that sofa, let's kick it off. Fill up my cup, mazel tov. Look at her dancing, just take it off. Let's paint the town, we'll shut it down. Let's burn the roof,
and then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. And do it, and do it,
let's live it up.
And do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. I got a feeling,
ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling,
ooh,
that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Tonight's the night.
Hey,
let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey,
let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like oh my God.
Like oh my God.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's kick it off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov.
L'chaim.
Look at her dancing.
Move it, move it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. And do it, and do it. Let's live it up and do it. And do it, and do it, do it, do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, do it, do it, do it. Here we come, here we go. We gotta rock. Easy come, easy go. Now we on top. Feel the shot, body rock, rock it, don't stop. Round and round, up and down, around the clock.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. Friday, Saturday, Saturday to Sunday. Get with us, you know what we say, say. Party every day, party every day. And I'm feeling,
that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Feeling,
that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
I want you to want me.
I love you.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Tuesday night. All right, I had someone message me and ask what happened with Billy Joel. I talked about it a little bit earlier. So, again, he had the concert in Madison Square Garden, and they showed it on Sunday night. Now, they said it was live. It was actually recorded in advance. It was recorded while he was live. Let's put it that way. Now, CBS showed that on Sunday night. They are going to re-air that Friday night, 8 o'clock on CBS. So, that is the answer to your question. So, Billy Joel re-airs this Friday night, 8 p.m. on CBS in its entirety. Coming up, we'll have a look at weather. And speaking of Billy Joel, we'll have some Uptown Girl on Max FM.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo School activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of April, the Spirit Pumps will benefit Baraboo High School softball. Please support our local students by using the Spirit Pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
Are you a night owl? Stop by Teal Plastics Job Fair to explore our night shift opportunities. Starting pay is $22.90 per hour with a full benefit package and bonus eligibility. Come to our facility at 500 Industrial Court in Baraboo on Thursday, April 18th, 6 p.m. to 12 a.m., or Saturday, April 20th, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. to apply in person and interview on the spot. Visit TEEL.com to pre-apply. Teal Plastics is an equal opportunity employer.
Mouthwatering steaks, seafood, sandwiches, and Black Angus burgers. Hi, this is Jason from Jay's Pub & Grill in Reedsburg. If you're looking for the perfect place for a quick lunch or a date night out, Jay's offers a little bit of everything, even a huge kids menu. Jay's is also the place for holiday parties, banquets, baby showers, and any other upcoming events you are planning. We feature Wisconsin tap beer, a great wine list, and a full bar. Jay's Pub & Grill in Reedsburg has something for everyone. We'll see you soon.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers and storms around tonight. There could be a strong storm, pockets of heavy rain, windy, and a low in the upper 50s. More storms tomorrow morning, then a cloudy sky for the afternoon. High in the low 60s, maybe a lingering shower. More showers possible Thursday, breezy and mid-50s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 57 degrees.
99.7
Right.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Here's Peter Gabriel, Sledgehammer on Max FM.
Sky. FM. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Like I always say, it's good for the geese. It's always good for the gander. Irish sailor.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Tuesday night. When you were a kid, did you ever play that prank where you ordered a pizza and had it sent to someone's house? Well, this is how you take that prank to the extreme. There's a guy in Canada named Justin. He's being harassed by endless pizza deliveries. It's been happening for the last 6 months, and he cannot get it to stop. At first, they were coming from a place called Pizza 73. The orders are not only his address, but also had his email and phone number. They're not being charged to his card, but the delivery drivers do get upset when he says he didn't make the order and sends the pizzas back. He reported the pizza deliveries to the police from the start because he was spooked by how the scammer was using his personal information in the orders. He thought he had somehow maybe been hacked, but police told him to change his number, so he did. That didn't stop the deliveries, and they don't go just to his home. They also show up at his work. He called Pizza 73 and told them not to accept any orders under his name, but then the scammer switched to Domino's. That sounds like dedication to me. The scammer is also using technology to manipulate the phone number to make it look like Justin's making the call. Justin doesn't know who would do this. He said it couldn't be a disgruntled ex because he's never dated anyone. He adds, quote, either someone hates the pizza places or they're getting revenge on me or something. I have no clue. It sounds like there have been about a dozen orders over the past 6 months involving more than $1,000 worth of pizza. Justin says he hopes it isn't going to waste and that they're giving to the people in need. The police are investigating, and since Justin still doesn't know who or how he's being targeted, he's ramping up the security on his computer. Now, it seems like some things are very odd to me here, being into computers and all. The fact that he had his phone number and email address, it seems like somebody may know him, maybe upset with him. I got a few questions because it just seems weird from that standpoint. So hopefully they catch up with whoever's doing this. Now you're probably wondering, Dave, did you ever do any pizza pranks as a kid? Yes, as a matter of fact, we did. We had pizza delivered to the neighbor one time and we sat there and watched it from our house. Ironically, my brother and I were just talking about this the other night and some of the crank phone calls we used to make. But you know what? We're not even going to talk about those on the air because none of those are probably appropriate. I think I maybe recorded some of those. But yeah, the whole pizza thing, this is going to the extreme. Well, I'm going to head on out. I'll be back tomorrow afternoon. Coming up after 8 o'clock will be Tony Lorino on Throwback Nation Radio. Coming up next, we'll get you back into a 50-minute music hour with Whitesnake on Max FM.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. On Saturday, April 20th, celebrate Earth Day with a work day at Devil's Lake State Park. Friends of Devil's Lake State Park will be organizing this event. The park staff will be directing work parties on various projects all around the park. Meet at the North Shore Picnic Area near the Rock Elm Shelter. The friends will supply tools, bring work gloves, water, and snacks. Come prepared for the weather. Again, this is a great way to help volunteer at Devil's Lake State Park on Earth Day. 9 a.m. until 12. This will take place on Saturday, April 20th. For more details, visit friendsofdevilslake.org. Also on Saturday the 20th, it's the Baraboo Young Professionals Putt-Putt Pub Crawl. Join BYP as downtown establishments will have a mini golf hole for foursomes to play. You'll search around with a pre-crawl drink at Brothers on Oak. That's where the registration and the pickup site will be held. And then hit the links at your leisure as long as all holes are completed between noon and 5 p.m. $80 per foursome. All the details for that can be found at Baraboo Young Professionals.com. There'll be another opportunity to volunteer thanks to the Sauk Prairie Conservation Alliance on Saturday, April 20th, as they'll be working on prairie restoration at the former Badger Army Ammunition Plant. Meet along the Museum of Badger Army Ammunition just at the gate along Highway 12. Bring your own drinking water, wear long pants, long sleeves, and sturdy shoes. Gloves and tools will be provided, but you're welcome to bring your favorite pair of gloves. Tasks will include pulling invasive plants, cutting and piling brush, and monitoring progress of the site. This will be 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturday. Go to saukprairie.org for more details. There are a number of volunteer opportunities for Earth Day. Again, be sure to check out your local Chamber of Commerce websites for more details and the city websites as well.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired. Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
I'm not afraid to
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Search for